whenever I was old schoolmates became some trustee in Ajmer.
That's another story, yeah. But that has been reported in the glimpses of Babel, you know. It has come. You read it in the game?
I have read it, but I...
Come on, you see.
No, I don't remember it fully, that's why.
I forget the name also.
Some Mohammedan gentleman.
Yeah, Mohammedan was there. Another story he reminds me of, Baba's schoolmate, and not schoolmate actually, teammate. You know, Baba was very fond of cricket, you know that. The best game that he used to play, all sorts of games, but the best that he liked was cricket. In the States, you all don't have cricket?
No, we have baseball.
So it is cricket, game of cricket. Of course, with the British Raj and all that, it's a game of lords. The lords, you know. So Baba was very fond of it, and he was, you may call it, he excelled in wicket keeping. There's a thing called, do you know what a wicket, wickets are there, three wickets are there. The bowler bowls from there, throws his ball from there, and you have to catch it, you know. And the batsman there, you know, just hits it. But if he misses it, then the wicket keeper stops it. So he is all padded with gloves and all that sort of thing. After he met Baba Jan kissed him on his forehead. With one little kiss, you know, gone. All this is gone now. The awareness of the other world comes. And this is all dropped, shed. But still, he had that fondness to watch the cricket match. So he would be sitting far away, where he would be in the pavilion as one of the players and partners. You know. He would sit under the tree far away and keep watching there, that's all. He left everything, didn't do anything. Yeah. We have seen his picture sometime, tone and all that, yeah, sitting quiet like that. So that particular time of the story is that during one of the great matches that we used to have test matches, they were between communities, Parsis versus Christians and Christians versus Hindus and Hindus versus Muslims and Muslims versus whosoever wins, you see, then there is the final match between the two communities. It's a great thing, you know. All over the country, it's terrible. So, people go mad for this. Just as in the States also, you all have for your baseballs and other things, you know, all that thing is there. So here, Mehrwan is watching the game, and the captain of a Muslim team recognizes him from a distance while he's fielding and all that. He sees some man there and says, "Oh, that's Mehrwan. Why is he sitting like that? He should come and play the game." Because it was between Parsis and Muslims. They were playing, opposing each other. So he comes, the captain comes to Mehrwan and says, "Mehrwan, why are you sitting here? The match is going on without you. What's the fun?" He says, "The days are all over. It's finished now. I'm happy watching this. Don't disturb me." He says, "No, you should. Come on, come." He goes and reports to the Parsi Gymkhana people. They come and says, "Mehrwan, you are here now, please." So nothing budges him. But then what happens, this Muslim captain says to Mehrwan, he says, "We don't have great fun, you see, without you being the wicket keeper. And I challenge you that when I'm playing, when I'm batting, and if you stump me out, I will leave this game for good. Come on, accept the challenge. I'm throwing this challenge to you." So, and all the Parsis will say, "But how can I do that, you know, because the team is all selected." Baba gives some excuse. He says, no, when the captain of the opposite team says that he has no objection, and if the captain of your team says there's no objection, well, you can just be a wicket keeper there for the time being while I'm playing. So, will you hold to your promise? Baba is asking. He says, "Yeah, my word is given to you." He says, "Okay." So Baba goes there and cheered and all that, and then the time comes, only for him, he goes to for the wicket keeping. And people ask him to wear pads. He says, no need, it's all, I've forgotten the game now. I'll just, because he has challenged, so that's let him feel pleased about it. Sure enough, after 3 balls, he was stumped. He was out. He put his hat off to Baba and says, this is the end of my cricket career. And that's all, finished. But we did not know all this. We did not know anything about it. It was between Baba and the teams and all that. Who knows about these people and all that? We have just come now. After many years, how many years it must have been? One day we receive a letter in Guru Prasad. Just as Baba remembers this Ludovic now, Vegas, it was at that time. In the mail comes a letter from somebody from Ajmer. He has become a trustee of a shrine of the great perfect master Chishti, Moinuddin Chishti, Khaja Sahib. It's a very big place of pilgrimage. Very, very great place of pilgrimage. And he is one of the head trustees. So he writes a letter very respectfully to the revered and Meher Baba and this holiness and all that sort of thing, you know. I have heard about you and you are great. Do you remember your old friend? What was his name? Do you all know? We missed Steve here. What is his name? Do you remember?
I don't
know. Nice name, Mommy. And he says, remember, okay, you may not be remembering the name and remembering me, but you will remember the episode that I gave you the challenge and you stumped me out and I threw my gloves and from that day I'm not playing cricket and all that, but now I've become a trustee of the sacred place and all that. So you, being so great, and you have great many followers, and our trust is not flourishing as it should in donations, so will you please help our trust through using your influence of weight, you see, on your lovers. Baba had a laugh. Baba remembered the story. He told us then this whole story. Yeah.
But you still get those to this day.
And still this day we get it, yeah. We get that. So Baba immediately told one of his disciples and another disciple, send donation to those in his name for the charitable cause there. Till this day we do receive it.
You still send money to send?
But it comes in the name of money, as Sirani.
Oh.
Yeah.
You still give donation?
Yeah, yeah. So money sends the donation, continues, it's continuing. Yeah. From there, that day. So that's how.
Every year,
but not one letter. Money receives half a dozen. Today also I received one.
You got one?
And I have sent back to the sender. Yeah, go on, the
is
clip.
Is it in the clip.
Okay. Yeah. He's still alive, that gentleman?
I don't know whether he's still alive. I don't think so. Cannot be. But then, you know, in rotation these trustees are there and they know it and all. So that's how it is.
How much amount is sent?
I think 101 rupees.